الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا، ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا، أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم، أفشوا السلام بينكم. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سيد: لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You will not be able to enter Jannah until you become complete believers. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُّوا. And you will not be able to become complete believers until you love each other. لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم in many ahadith has categorized the mu'mineen into two categories: the kamil mu'min, the complete mu'min, the perfect mu'min, and the incomplete mu'min, imperfect mu'min. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the believers in the glorious Quran or through his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in the ahadith is definitely promised only for the perfect believers. One thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises is a life full of tranquility, peace of mind. This is guaranteed only for the kamil mu'min, not for the ghair kamil. Departure with husn-e khatima, guaranteed only for the kamil mu'min, perfect mu'min. The grave becoming a garden from the gardens of paradise, promised only to the kamil mu'min. Shade under his throne, easy reckoning, easy pul sirat, all these things are guaranteed only to the kamil mu'min, perfect mu'min. As far as the incomplete mu'min is concerned, nothing is guaranteed for him. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, Allah will grant him a life full of peace of mind, tranquility of the heart. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not desire, He will not give him any peace of mind.
Husn-e khatima is not guaranteed to a non-kamil mu'min. If Allah desires, He will go with Husn-e khatima. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not desire, He will leave this world without iman. The grave may become a garden from the gardens of paradise for him, or it may become a ditch from the ditches of hell. He may get shade under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he may not. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl enshrouds him, he may get an easy reckoning, otherwise not. Same with full sirat. Now what is the difference between a kamil mu'min and a non-kamil mu'min? Kamil mu'min is he who adheres to all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two stages of iman. One is nafse iman, the other is kamale iman. When a person recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he accepts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he affirms his faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reciting the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now he has become a common mu'min. Now if he carries out his salat, his zakat, his fasting, hajj, all the obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the dues, and he abstains from all the don'ts, he becomes a kamil mu'min. And if he does not carry out all the dues, and he does not refrain from all the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes a naqis mu'min, incomplete mu'min. And thereafter, if he carries out the extra dues, sunan ghair muakkada, mustahabbat, nawafil, and he abstains from the extra don'ts, makruhate tanzihiyya, then he becomes even more complete. So after accepting iman, if a person adheres to all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he abstains from the don'ts and he carries out the do's, he is a complete believer. And whenever he falters, he slips, he makes a mistake, he repents immediately, because repenting, that is also a do. It is also a compulsory command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person is a kamil mu'min. One who does not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he disobeys, he repents immediately. He is a muttaqi. He is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has istiqamat in him. He has Islam in him. He has taqwa in him. He is the special wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All different names refers to the same matter. So he becomes a complete mu'min. For complete mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees everything. Peace of mind, tranquility of the heart despite poverty. Peace of mind, tranquility of the heart despite illness. Peace of mind, tranquility of the heart despite disgrace. Peace of mind, tranquility of the heart is guaranteed for a kamil mu'min. Husn-e khatima guaranteed for a kamil mu'min. Grave becoming the garden from the gardens of paradise guaranteed for a kamil mu'min. Shade under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed for a kamil mu'min. Easy reckoning guaranteed, full sirat guaranteed, and entry into Jannah without having to go in the fire of Jahannam is guaranteed for a kamil mu'min. As far as a non-kamil mu'min is concerned, he has accepted iman, he has recognized the Creator, he has accepted the Creator, and he has accepted all the aqaid. But he does not carry out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now according to the level of his disobedience, he will be naqis, he will be incomplete. For incomplete mu'min, no guarantee. Despite being rich, despite being healthy, despite being honorable in the eyes of the public, influential, he may not acquire peace of mind, tranquility of the heart. At the time of death, he may not leave with Husne Khatima. He may not find peace in the grave. He may not find peace on the day of Qiyamah. Reckoning may not be easy for him. He may have to enter the fire of Jahannam first, and then he will be granted entry into Jannah eventually. So in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, لَا تَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا. You will not be able to enter Jannah directly without having to go in Jahannam until you become perfect believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to strive towards becoming perfect believers. Perfect believers. And the first stage of becoming perfect is to abstain from all the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to carry out all the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the do's, the faraiz, the wajibat, and with faraiz and wajibat, sunan muakkada. And all the don'ts, haram and makruhati tahrimiya. This is the first stage. When a person carries out all the faraiz, all the wajibat with sunan muakkada and abstains from haram and makruhati tahrimiya, he becomes a kamil believer. He becomes a perfect believer. He becomes a complete believer. And thereafter, he carries out the non-compulsory dues. Sunan ghair muakkada, mustahabbat, nawafil. He becomes even more complete. He abstains from the non-compulsory don't, the makruhati tanzihiyya. He becomes even more complete. So my friends, let us all make a firm resolution today during this blessed moment that inshallah we will strive towards becoming perfect believers. Kamil believers. Kamil believers. Shaitan keeps us misguided. We are performing 5 times salat regularly, daily, 1 juz tilawat, daily, zikr tasbih, 40 days in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala annually, every month 3 days, attending the majalis of our shaykh in khanqa, carrying out the daily prescribed zikr. And he makes us believe that I am a very good mu'min and a very good believer. Whilst we are engaged in so many disobediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We entertain hasad and jealousy for our Muslim brothers. We entertain hatred, rancor in our hearts for our Muslim brothers. Ghibah, backbiting, not safeguarding of the eyes. If we take muhasaba of our lives, if we assess our lives, we will find more evil than good in our lives. And if there is more evil than good in our lives, we are imperfect believers. And for imperfect believers, there is no guarantee. No guarantee. Shaitan misleads us by making us think, oh, you are a believer, you have iman, so eventually you will go in Jannah. Surely you will go in Jannah. But there is no guarantee that we will leave this world with iman if we are not perfect believers. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La tadkhuluna al-jannah hatta tu'minu." You will not be able to enter Jannah on the day of Qiyamah directly without having to go in the fire of Jahannam until you become perfect believers. And you cannot become perfect believers until you love each other. Because this is one of the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a Muslim should love another Muslim. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a Muslim is carrying out all the do's and abstaining from all the don'ts except this command, that love each other, he is not perfect. So you cannot become perfect believers until you begin to love each other. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Shall I not guide you towards that amal which if you begin to practice, you will begin to love each other. Loving each other for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my friends, is a very great deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays, this is not considered a deed. Loving each other only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love each other due to other elements, loving each other only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says that those people who love each other only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be granted shade under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Rajulani tahabba fillah. Those two believers who love each other only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be granted shade under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, as soon as they are resurrected from the grave. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has mentioned an incident of the people of the past, of the Banu Israel, that a person left his home to visit a friend of his who lived in another locality, another town, another village. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed an angel to meet him in human form and communicate with him according to the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person left his home to meet his friend who lives in another locality. The angel meets him on the way. Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam. Where are you going? He said, Uridu akhalli fi hadhihi al-qariya. I am intending to visit this friend of mine, this brother of mine who lives in this locality, who lives in this village, who lives in this town. So the angel said, Hallaka alayhi min ni'matin tarubbuha. Are you in need of something that you are going to visit him? He said, no, I am not in need of anything. Is it that he has done you some favor before and you are going to visit him to repay him for that favor? He said, no. Then why are you going to visit him? He said, Inni uhibbuhu lillah. I am visiting him only because I love him for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the angel said, I am an angel in human form sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you this message that just as you love your Muslim brother for the pleasure of Allah, similarly Allah also loves you. Loving each other only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for wealth, not for fame, not for any other worldly reason, any mundane reason, no, only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love him because he is pious, he has piety, and Allah loves piety. I love him because he has ilm of nubuwah, and Allah loves ilm of nubuwah. I love him only because he is the servant of Allah, he is my imani brother. I love him only for the pleasure of Allah. Great deed. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that you will not be able to enter Jannah until you become perfect believers, and you cannot become perfect believers until you begin to love each other only for the pleasure of Allah. And thereafter he said, shall I not guide you towards a deed, towards an amal, which if you begin to practice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instill in your hearts love for each other. The Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhi majmain must have said, Bala ya Rasulullah, definitely, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afshu salama baynakum, spread salam amongst you. So spreading salam amongst each other is the key now. If we spread salam amongst each other, Allah will create a strong bond between us. And if this strong bond is created, we will become complete believers. And if we become complete believers, Allah will grant us entry into Jannah without having to go in the fire of Jahannam. Allah will make us perfect believers. And what is the meaning of afshu salam bainakum? Spread salam amongst you. What is the meaning of ifsha? Spreading salam. One is to call out the salam loudly. Loudly. So you spread it far and wide. You say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So many people will hear your salam. So one is ifsha, means to call out the salam loud and clear. And number two, call out salam frequently. Whenever you meet somebody, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. The Sahaba-e-Kiram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain, was so particular that if two of them were walking, and if a tree or a rock separated them only for a few moments, even then, after that little bit of separation, when they would see each other, they would say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So we need to do salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And three things we need to keep in mind when doing salam. Number one, sihat. The correct pronunciation. Assalamu alaikum. No. Assalamu alaikum. And it is better to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And it is even more better to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And in reply, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sihat. Number two, sabqat. Sabqat. Sabqat means that we always try to outwit the other. I want to say Assalamu alaikum before he does. So I will not wait for my brother to say Assalamu alaikum to me. I will say Assalamu alaikum first. I want to be the first. Because the one who says Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh first is more virtuous than the one who replies. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-badiyu bis salami bariyum min al-kibr. The one who initiates the salam is immune from pride and kibr. And if he does have kibr and pride, inshallah this amal will purify him from this illness. So, sabqat. We try to be the first to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And number three, kasrat. Frequently we say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that from the signs of Qiyamah, one sign is that a person will greet that Muslim brother of his whom he knows. And he will not greet that Muslim brother of his whom he does not know. Nowadays we see this very frequently, that we do salam to those people whom we are acquainted to. And those whom we are not acquainted to, we just ignore them. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when he was asked which deeds of Islam are the best, he said, "Tut'imu at-ta'am wa taqra'u as-salam 'ala man 'arafta wa man lam ta'rif." That you greet those people that you know and those people that you do not know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.